Naples, February the 3rd, 1767. Since the account of the eruption of Mount Vesuvius, which I had the honour of giving to your lordship in my letter of the 30th of June last, I have only to add that the lava continued till about the end of November, without doing any great damage, having taken its course over ancient lavas. Since the cessation of this eruption, I have examined the crater and the crack on the side of the mountain towards Torre dell'Annunziata, about 100 yards from the crater from whence this lava issued. And I found therein some very curious salts and sulphurs. A specimen of each sort I have put into bottles myself, even upon the mountain, that they might not lose any of their force, and have sent them in a box directed to your lordship, as you will see by the enclosed bill of lading. I am sure you will have pleasure in seeing them analysed. I have also packed in the same box some lava and cinders of this eruption. There is one piece in particular very curious, having the exact appearance of a cable petrified. I shall be very happy if these trifles should afford your lordship a moment's amusement. It is very extraordinary that I cannot find that any chemist here has ever been at the trouble of analysing the productions of Vesuvius. The deep yellow or orange-coloured salts, of which there are two bottles, I fetched out of the very crater of the mountain, in a crevice that was indeed very hot. It seems to me to be powerful, as it turns silver black in an instant, but it has no effect upon gold. If your lordship pleases, I will send you by another opportunity specimens of the sulphurs and salts of the Solfatera, which seem to be very different from these. Within these 3 days the fire has appeared again at the top of Vesuvius, and earthquakes have been felt in the neighbourhood of the mountain. I was there on Saturday with my nephew, Lord Greville, and we heard most dreadful inward grumblings, rattling of stones, and hissings, and were obliged to leave the crater very soon on account of the emission of stones. The black smoke arose as before the last eruption, and I saw every symptom of a new eruption, of which I shall not fail to give your lordship an exact account. Eyewitnesses from History. Bahia Blanca, taken from Darwin's Journal of a Voyage Round the World. During my stay at Bahia Blanca, while waiting for the Beagle, the place was in a constant state of excitement, from rumours of wars and victories between the troops of Rosas and the wild Indians. One day, an account came that a small party forming one of the postas on the line to Buenos Aires had been found, all murdered. The next day, 300 men arrived from Colorado under the command of Commandant Miranda. A large portion of these men were Indians, Mansos, or Tame, belonging to the tribe of the Cacique Bernantillo. They passed the night here, and it was impossible to conceive anything more wild and savage than the scene of their bivouac. Some drank till they were intoxicated, others swallowed the steaming blood of the cattle slaughtered for their suppers, and then, being sick from drunkenness, they cast it up again and were besmeared with filth and gore. In the morning they started for the scene of the murder with orders to follow the rastro, or track, even if it led them to Chile. We subsequently heard that the wild Indians had escaped into the great pampas, and from some cause the track had been missed. One glance at the rastro tells these people a whole history. Supposing they examine the track of 1,000 horses, they will soon guess the number of mounted ones by seeing how many have cantered, by the depths of the other impressions, whether any horses were loaded with cargoes, by the irregularity of the footsteps, how far tired, by the manner in which the food has been cooked, whether the pursued travelled in haste, by the general appearance, how long it has been since they passed.